Steve Cochran.
Will you please report to the radio booth?
It's Steve Cochran from the Allstate Skyline Studio
on 720 WGN.
Steve Cochran's back on Monday. Justin Kaufman here. Dave Ennett, Mary Vandeveld, Steve Grzanich. 312-981-7200. And the reason I give the phone number right now is that we are ready to play another installment, another episode, if you will, of the Chicago Accent Challenge. This is something that we have done on the download for a couple of months, I would say. Oh, it's been a while.
It's been a year.
Ted McClellan is here. He is the author of How to Speak Midwestern, and he is our judge and panel. The idea of this segment is pretty simple. If you think you've got a great Chicago accent, give us a ring. If we, after our investigation, feel that you are the winner, you will get a pizza. And not just that, you will be also entered into the grand prize tournament, which will be on stage later this year. The grand prize is amazing. It's $333.
And a Coast Guard boat.
And a Coast Guard boat.
and don't forget, we got to call it the Chicago accent, Jim.
The Chicago.
Yeah, we got to use the old school pronunciation.
Ted McClellan's book is called How to Speak Midwestern. Ted, good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me here in the morning.
I know.
See what kind of callers we get in the morning.
People are already lined up.
People
so
have
good.
Their Chicago accents on at 9 a.m.
All right, so let's first set up the Chicago accent, because we've done this before and we kind of gloss over it. But this is, you in your book, you really set up that there are different regions in the Midwest and different accents come from them.
Yeah, well, I mean, Chicago is what you call part of the Inland North accent region. And it goes all the way from Rochester, New York on the east to Milwaukee on the west. And it was, you know, settlers migrating along the Great Lakes. So the Chicago accent actually sounds amazingly like the Buffalo accent. You know, they do the D's, them, and those thing here. That sharp raised A, you know, they'll say can. So we talk more in Chicago like people from Buffalo than we talk like people from Peoria.
And there's the stereotypical Chicago accent, the one that you saw on Saturday Night Live with the Chicago super fans, but the dings and those. That's obviously an exaggerated form, but there is, what are some of the traits of a Chicago accent that make us different than the rest of the country?
Well, there's that long O sound, you know, in that skit, Chris Farley played a character named Todd O'Connor. and then there's that raised A sound, like you say, you know, I want a can of pop. And then there's the D's, them, and does, which you don't hear as much as you used to. You know, one of the things I learned writing this book is that every generation has its own accent, like every generation has its own music and its own slang. So, you know, what you call the classic Chicago accent, that was probably at its strongest with the World War II generation, the baby boomers, you know, kind of in the city's industrial heyday. You know, back then, you got out of high school, you didn't need to go to college. You didn't need to even leave your neighborhood to get a job. You know, you worked in the steel mill or wherever, and everybody talked that way. And, you know, nowadays you got to go to college. You got to maybe move to a different part of the country. And there are people moving to other parts of the country from Chicago. So, you know, if you really want to hear the classic Chicago accent, you got to go maybe to the northwest side, the southwest side, you know, kind of like neighborhoods where there are a lot of city workers, a lot of tradesmen. My favorite place to hear it is a place called Wrong's Tap at 100 and Western.
100 and Western.
Yeah, sports bar at 100 and Western.
100 and Western. All right. Yeah. So here's what we do, 312-981-7200. We already have the lines lit up, and we have a couple of questions that we have determined.
Yeah.
And we can go through some of those questions. So, you know, obviously you've got some trivia in the book, which is great. And a lot of what will also differentiate Chicago from the rest of the country is the vernacular and the terms. There are some terms that we use.
My book has a whole list of terms that are particular to Chicago and to Illinois.
As 773 just said, over by dare.
Over by dare.
That's one that is very Chicago.
Yeah,
but there are other things that come out of your book.
Well, let's see. There.
And let's not give them away.
We'll ask people these.
All right, let's do this. Let's get right to it. Let's start with Dino. Dino's on the line. Dino, you have a Chicago name. That's a good start. Dino, welcome to the Chicago Accent Challenge.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Dino, where are you from?
Cicero.
So what parish are you from, Dino?
What's that?
What parish are you from?
What parish am I from?
Yeah.
That's a Chicago term.
I grew up on 35th and Austin.
Okay.
The 35th and Austin. Okay. I'll start it off. Okay, Dino, I'll ask you a question that's pretty simple, and you just answer with your heart. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome to Portillo's. Can I take your order?
Yeah, I'll have two beefs, a fry, and a chocolate shake.
All right. All right, that's a good Chicago order.
Yeah.
All right. Let me ask you another question, Dino. Here we go. How do you get over by your ma's?
You give us directions.
What's that?
You give us directions.
You go down a couple streets, make a right, and it's over there by the 7-Eleven.
All right, Dino, that's good. I don't want to waste all the questions on you, but yeah, you got a strong start. Dino,
yeah.
Dino is the guy. He set the tone
for the Chicago Accent
Challenge. Thanks, Dino.
You set the bar.
Yes.
If you can match Dino, give us a call.
Let's try Cynthia. Cynthia!
All right, we have a women's division.
Yeah, we do. Chicago Accent Challenge. How are you? Where are you from?
I'm from Chicago. I currently live in Dixon, Illinois, but I'm from Chicago.
Okay.
What parish?
Quite a few, actually, but yeah, my last parish was St. Giles.
Okay.
Giles, okay. Let me ask you the same question I asked Dino. How do you get over by your ma's?
You'd have to go east on Wabansia and then go north on Narragansett all the way to Higgins, and Higgins down to Austin, and one block east of Austin, you go on Mason Avenue, and you'd be there.
All right.
The Avenue. So you hear the Avenue on Cynthia's, the way that you say the word Avenue again, Cynthia.
Avenue.
Yeah, there you go. There's that raised A sound.
Yep. And I'll ask the same. If you do win the pizza, Cynthia, from Lou Malnati's, what are you going to get on it?
Oh, sausage, pepper, onions.
There you go. That's good. Strong right there. Very Chicago. And I'll give you the standard. Welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
Oh, I'd love a sausage sandwich with green peppers. No red gravy. Just all juice.
All right. Cynthia's going to be tough to beat.
Yeah, Cynthia.
We got Dino and Cynthia are going to be tough
all
to
right,
beat.
All right, thanks, Cynthia. That was great.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All business.
All right, let's do one more before we get the break. Tony.
Another good Chicago name.
Yep, you're on the Chicago
Yo-Yo.
Yo-Yo. Where are you from, Tony?
I'm out Portage Park.
Okay. All right, some good Chicago accents.
But I like the priest there over at St. Tecla. I love it.
Okay.
He says the mass nice and in English. I can understand it that way.
Okay, there you go. Let me ask you a piece of trivia, Tony. What do you call the area that's between two houses? Like the area
the
right...
Gangway.
Of course.
There it is. Okay,
of
good.
Of course.
So got that down. I'll ask you the same question.
What?
Tony,
what?
How do you
come
get
on,
over...
Come on, I don't have a lot of time. Let's go.
How do you get over by your ma's?
You go down there, and you go to Bobby's house, you turn left, and she's three houses down.
All right.
Not too
three
far.
Houses down.
Three
there
houses down.
There you go.
And if you do, let me ask you this food question. What's on a Chicago hot dog?
You got to ask that?
we want to know if you know.
I'll tell you everything but ketchup. That's all I know.
Okay.
That's all you know. Drag it through the garden.
Sport peppers.
Yeah, there you go.
Sport peppers for sure. If you don't order the sport peppers, you're not a Chicagoan. If you put ketchup, forget it. Go up to Wisconsin.
Right.
Thanks,
and get a brat.
There you go. So all good right. Start. 312-981-7200. This is fun. And Ted McClellan is here. How to Speak Midwestern is his book. All right, so we'll do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll get some more callers on the line. Tom is waiting. Others are waiting. The texts are coming in as well. 312-981-7200.
All right.
Cynthia and Dino set the tone. They set the bar.
Yeah, I think so.
But if you feel like you can beat them, and I feel like Tony felt he could, and I know that other people are competitive in the Chicago area. Hey, you got to give us a call, 312-981-7200.
Cholo's Italian beef and a movie star, Tommy B. Back in the damn Buick, cut on WCKG. Caught a song by Glenn Frey in an interview with Dennehy. So I'm driving down Western Ave. Think I better stop at Sayers. Got a split and freaking headache, so I popped a couple bears. So I'm back
72 degrees, 720 WGN. Justin Kaufman in for Steve Cochran here. 312-981-7200. We're doing the Chicago Accent Challenge, hence the Serengeti. That's one of my favorite songs of all time. Ted McClellan is the... author of How to Speak Midwestern. We're doing the Chicago Accent Challenge, the best accent men and women's category. We'll get you a Lou Malnati's pizza today. So 312-981-7200. Mary Vandeveld, you're on the you just in the read of the traffic, you got Ted's attention for your Chicago accent.
Really?
Do people say that you have a Chicago accent?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
I get it a lot. I have a hard A sound.
Yeah.
All right, so let me ask you a couple questions
here. Oh, boy.
What do you call when there's a accident on the expressway?
And a crash?
A crash.
But, I don't say a crash. But,
and people are slowing down to look at it.
Oh, a gaper's delay?
Yeah.
See, I didn't say gapers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We say gaper's block.
Gaper's block.
Right. Oh, gaper's block. See, I don't say that. I just say gaper's delay.
Gaper's, but that's still a Chicago thing. I don't think they say gapers anywhere else.
Really?
Yeah. Not that I know of. You know, rubbernecking is what they usually call it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
And then I ask you, if you were going to get a pizza, if you were going to win this, what would you get on it?
Oh, I would definitely get a sausage. Mm-hmm. Sausage, green pepper, and mushroom. See, there I don't know.
That's very Chicago.
Kind of lay off. It's, I'm going to northern Wisconsin today, and let me tell you.
Yeah.
If you want an accent, you'll go up to northern Wisconsin, eh?
All right, there you go. All right, so here we go. You ready for this? We're going to go rapid fire. I've got Larry, Tony, Phyllis, Tom, and Dwayne.
All right, let's get
them all on the line.
Let's
start with Larry. Larry, where are you from, Larry?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi, Larry. Where are you from? What parish are you from?
Well, I grew up in the northern suburb of Skokie.
Okay.
And do people say you have a Chicago accent?
Oh, yeah. I Uber all the time, and people are like, you sound like, you know, they think I have, like, New York, but I, you know, I sometimes use the these and those and that. I think I listened to Daily a lot back in the day, and I had an uncle who was a Holocaust survivor, and he talked a lot like that.
Okay. Now, aren't you going to have Rahm Emanuel on the show today?
No, not today.
Oh, not today.
He was on last week.
Oh, but he doesn't have a Chicago accent.
No, he doesn't have it as much. Yeah. But okay, so Larry, welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
I like the beef with the peppers and make it juicy.
All right,
great. All right,
he's got that sound.
All right, I'll give you a Chicago trivia question. Ready for this one? Solozzi Edelson and Chevrolet. Solozzi Edelson Chevrolet. Where are you?
Yeah. Solozzi Edelson Chevrolet. You're talking about the slogan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the car dealership?
The slogan. Yeah.
Solozzi Edelson Chevrolet.
Dave knows it. Dave Ennett knows it.
I know it.
I'm not sure. Right. Not sure on that one.
All right. Thanks, Larry. Thanks for the call. Tony, welcome to the show, the Chicago Accent Challenge. Where are you from?
Oh, from the east side. How are you guys doing?
Ah, there you go. Great. East side, yeah.
All right, Tony. We're,
the real east side, right? East of the Calumet River.
Right. The one up on the lakefront over by 100th Street.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. Okay, so how do you get over by your mom's house?
Oh, you go down the Avenue L, two blocks underneath the Viaduct, second house on the left.
All right.
There you go. Welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
I'll take a big beef dipped, sweet peppers, large fry, and a Coke.
Okay, great. And then I'll also ask you, Solozzi Edelson Chevrolet, where you...
Always save more money.
All right. There you go. Points
for Tony. That's pretty good.
Points for Tony.
Points for Tony. Phyllis! Phyllis, welcome to the Chicago Accent Challenge. Where are you from, Phyllis?
Chicago, originally.
Yeah?
Okay, what parish?
St. Philip Benizi, originally.
Okay.
Then we moved around St. Kalamazoo.
Okay, great. How do you get over by your mom's?
I used to take the Kennedy. Okay.
All right, welcome to Portillo's.
Straight going west.
Okay, welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
I'd like a salad. With vinaigrette dressing.
That's it for Phyllis.
Yeah, no, she ordered a salad. She's out.
Salad's out. I'm sorry. I love you, Phyllis. I love you to death.
This is Chicago.
Thank you for the
call, have something with meat in it.
We're running out of time, and salad just ain't going to fit the bill. Tom, welcome to the Chicago Accent Challenge.
Good morning. I'm Tom, but my friends call me Tommy. You can call me Tommy.
All right.
Hey, Tommy.
Just the name Tom with that long O, that gets you a
Tommy,
head start.
16-inch or 12-inch?
Oh, you got to go big. Got to go big. Large.
Yeah. And what's the name of the ball?
It's softball. It's the only ball.
The brand
name. The brand name.
Spalding. Wilson.
No. Yeah. Clincher.
Clincher.
Yeah, that might do it. Tom, I'll give you one question here. How you get over by your mouse?
Okay, I'm originally from Roseland, so you got to go down 95th, about a half a mile.
Yeah.
And then cut north by the mailbox over there, and she's right on the corner over by
there. There you go. All right. Thanks, Tom.
He said cut north.
Cut north. All right. And Dwayne, welcome to Chicago Accent yes. Challenge. Where are you from, Dwayne?
How you doing? Bridgeport.
Oh, yeah. I could tell right away.
So what parish are you in, Bridgeport?
St. Barb's.
St. Barb's. Okay.
Welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
Yeah, give me two dogs, everything, and big beef.
Big beef.
No peppers.
No peppers.
Yeah.
All right. And how do you get over by your mouse?
Yeah, she just lives two, three blocks away.
All right. I got one question for you. There's a game that you play by you throw a ball against a wall, and it bounces back, and you get a certain number of points for where it lands. What do you call that in Bridgeport?
Fast pitch.
Fast pitch. All right. See, and on the north side, it's pinners.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
And then my last question would be the last one for the Chicago Accent Challenge. What's the name of the, in modern religion, what's the name of the deity in the Bible that's the main overlord?
Say it again.
What's the name of, in the Bible, in religion, what's the name of the deity that is considered the overlord?
Well, I'm not too sure.
Okay. Oh. This might be my question.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get a god out of you.
Yeah. We're on a in the Blues Brothers movie, they're on a mission from who?
On a mission from God.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, Dwayne. I love that. That's the better way to get God than
the
actually
Bible.
Talking about the Bible.
People know the Blues Brothers. They don't know the Bible. Yeah.
Ted McClellan is the author of How to Speak Midwestern. Okay, so as we wrap up here, I think we got to go. I mean, looking at the list, there's some great stuff, especially at the end there. Tom and Dwayne. Tommy and Dwayne, but Dino from Cicero started off real strong.
Yeah,
I know we have to do men's and women's,
right? The women,
but the women, Cynthia. I mean,
yeah, Cynthia for sure.
Cynthia wins overall.
Only
because when I asked Cynthia how to get to her ma's, she went into detail.
Yeah,
she even threw up the avenue, which was great, and I will give her a lot of credit for doing so. So,
okay,
let's give Cynthia one of the pizzas, Lou Maldonado's, should we do Dino since he started us off?
Sure.
Or would you say Tommy?
I like the last guy too, but
your call.
Let's see,
Dwayne, Tommy, or Dino.
Let's see. Let's give it to. I give it to Dwayne.
Dwayne, look
from
at that.
From Bridgeport.
Dwayne from Bridgeport wins out, beats Dino at the last minute, and Cynthia beats them all with her great
performance. Because I could tell he was from Bridgeport the moment he opened his mouth.
I love it.
Yeah.
Ted McClellan, Chicago Accent Challenge. We do it as often as we can, right?
Yeah.
That's the idea. Great to see you. Thanks for coming in today, bud.
Thank you.
Fun Chicago Accent Challenge. Dave Bennett, do people say that you have a Chicago accent?
They do not.
No.
They do not.
Trained in radio.
Well, yeah, partly that. Partly I grew up on the East Coast.
Oh,
but I've been here 40-some years, so
yeah,
I think at some point...
Yeah.
Would you ever find yourself slipping into it? Where you're like, I can really go for a job.
When I'm on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. And Lauren Zima's going to join us from Entertainment Tonight. We'll get the latest in entertainment, and we'll wrap up. So stay with us.